California proposes emergency regulations on hemp products. The California Department of Public Health has proposed emergency regulations on hemp products sold in the state that officials say could cause adverse effects on children. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the emergency regulations weeks after a hemp regulation bill, Assembly Bill 2223, failed to pass the Senate Appropriations Committee in August. The legislation faced strong opposition from hemp industry advocates and lobbyists that called it a bureaucratic power grab. Officials said the restrictions are needed to avoid serious harm to the public peace, health, safety, and general welfare of Californians. State officials said intoxicating cannabinoids in unregulated hemp products sold at retail stores have led to a rise in hospitalizations and poisonings, increasing the risk of illness, injury, and death among children. California's proposed regulations would prohibit the sale of hemp extract or hemp products, including food, additives, drinks, or dietary supplements, to anyone under 21. The rules would also require hemp products made for human consumption to exclude any detectable amounts of tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the compound found in marijuana that produces a psychoactive response. "We will not sit on our hands as drug peddlers target our children with dangerous and unregulated hemp products containing THC at our retail stores," Newsom said in a news release on September 6. "We're taking action to close loopholes and increase enforcement to prevent children from accessing these dangerous hemp and cannabis products. Hemp products are made from the same species of plant as cannabis, but have very low levels, less than 0.3% of THC. Under the new regulations, any package of hemp product would be required to have no more than 5 servings, and the serving and package sizes will be determined using federal standards. The proposed rules would also mandate certain laboratory testing and certification of hemp products made for human consumption. Studies show that use of these products can negatively impact cognitive functions, memory, and decision-making abilities in developing brains," said the state health department. In California and nationwide, there have been significant reports of teens and young adults being hospitalized after consuming some hemp products, according to the department. A study published August 21 by researchers at Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Central Ohio Poison Center found a sharp rise in exposures to THC among children, increasing by almost 80% from January 1, 2021, to December 31, 2022. "The differences in state regulations has led to an environment that allows for easily available products that may have unlisted contaminants, inaccurate labels and packaging that may entice children," said Dr. Christopher Gaw, co-author of the study, in a statement. Researchers recommended storing edibles, smoking devices, and drinks containing THC away and out of sight from children, preferably in a locked container. Tomas Aragon, California State Public Health Officer, said the new regulations would improve protections for consumers. "We are working to ensure products in the marketplace comply with state laws that protect consumers against these public health risks and have proposed emergency regulations that will improve protections for consumers," Aragon said in a statement. California became the first state to allow medicinal cannabis use when voters passed the Compassionate Use Act in 1996. Voters legalized the recreational use of cannabis in 2016. The cannabis industry requires retailers to ensure customers are over the age of 21. State rules also require businesses to operate safely, products are labeled and tested to be free of contaminants, and that children are prevented from accessing the products. The emergency hemp regulations would bring the sale of hemp products more in line with restrictions for the state's cannabis market, according to Newsom's office. The Department of Cannabis Control, which regulates the state's legal marijuana industry, welcomes the hemp regulatory reforms, according to Nicole Elliott, director of the department. "These rules are a critical step in ensuring the products in the marketplace align with the law's original intent, and we are committed to working with our state partners to enforce state law," Elliott said in a statement. The emergency regulations would take effect immediately if approved by the Office of Administrative Law. "If approved, retailers of hemp products would be required to immediately remove any consumable products that contain any detectable levels of THC from shelves.